Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss taxes. What are taxes? Taxes are a sum demanded by a government to support the government itself, as well as specific facilities or services. So without taxes, our governments can't operate, right? They can't provide services to our communities on a federal, state, and local level. They're paid by taxpayers, a person who pays a tax to a national, state, county, or municipal, which is a city or a town government. So the community is a group of people with a common interest and concern for the common good. You can look in the United States. We are broken down by states, then counties, then cities, and all of them impose taxes, right? The United States federal government, they impose taxes. Your state imposes taxes. Your county and your local municipality may also charge taxes, like land taxes. What are the benefits of being a part of these communities, right? We get roads, public schools, libraries, police departments, fire departments, right? They take care of our recreation and parks, military for national security. So we benefit by paying taxes. Are you better being in a community than by yourself? As a community member, you receive many benefits that you may not be able to receive as an individual, because collectively taxes are taken. So the sum of those taxes are greater, so they can provide more services for the common good of the people. Taxes are a way members of a community provide for one another. Again, we all share in these costs. We are all divvied into the same pot, and then some of us may pay more in taxes than others, but they are all going to be distributed for the common good and welfare of the people. How do you benefit from taxes? Make a list of things you use or benefit from that were funded at least in part by taxes. Think about it. What do you use or what do you consume that was funded by the government through taxes? How do these items contribute to your well-being? How do they help you? What would you do if you didn't have these items? How would you go about maintaining the roads or things like that, right? So let's make sure that we know the benefits of taxes. How do taxpayers pay taxes? Through income tax, payroll tax, property tax, sales tax, excise tax. All of us pay these types of taxes, right? So we're going to continue to pay taxes, I'm pretty sure. Components of income tax. So typically the federal income tax, and depending on where you live, what state, you may or may not pay an income tax for your state. So, but typically federal and state income taxes are the major components of how we pay taxes in the United States. The federal income tax is determined by how much you've earned and unearned income. Higher income equals more tax paid. Who is it paid by? Majority of people living in the United States pay taxes. Helps fund operations of the federal government, government programs such as education, defense of the nation, and disaster relief. So the state income tax is earned and unearned income. Higher income equals more tax paid, just like the federal. Those living in states with a state income will pay those taxes. Not all states have a state income tax. Again, it helps fund state highways and the operations of the government. So just those fundamental services that the government provides is funded by our tax dollars. So the payroll tax is a percentage of income that is deducted out of your paycheck. If you're self-employed, you'll file a 1099. And you'll pay your taxes in a lump sum at the end of the year. Individuals who earn income from working for pay, right? So that's how people pay taxes, through payroll, and employers deduct that out. It helps fund Social Security program and Medicare. So we'll talk more about Social Security and Medicare. What is Social Security? Income for retirees, people with profound disabilities, children who have lost a parent, a person with children who has experienced a death of a spouse. So we're trying to secure our society through a basket of cash that's been taken in through taxes and dispersing it to people who really, really need it. 6.2% of earned income was charged for Social Security. It decreased to 4.2% for 2011-2012, which it remains, up to an annual maximum of 4.2%. What is Medicare? Purpose of Medicare is it helps to pay for the health care costs of senior citizens. So we want to make sure that they're taken care of and, you know, and making sure that their health care is provided for, because as we age, we may have more health issues, and we want to make sure that these people pave the way for us. Let's take care of them. 1.45% is what is paid out on Medicare taxes for each of us. Employers also pay Social Security and Medicare, match their employer tax contributions. So your employers are also matching, which adds to the pot of taxes to help redistribute those funds to ensure our social welfare is provided for.